A self-help book changed Hope Devane's life. Wolves and Sheep wasn't the first thing she published. A psychology monograph and 36 journal articles had earned her a full professorship at 38, 2 years before her death. Tenure had given her job security and the freedom to enter the public eye with a book the tenure committee wouldn't have liked. Wolves made the bestseller lists for a month, earning her center ring in the media circus and more money than she could have accumulated in 10 years as a professor. She was suited to the public eye, blessed with the kind of refined, blonde good looks that played well on the small screen. That, and a soft, modulated voice that came across confident and reasonable over the radio, meant she had no trouble getting publicity bookings. And she made the most of each one. For despite Wolves' subtitle, Why Men Inevitably Hurt Women and What Women Can Do to Avoid It, and its indicting tone, her public persona was that of an intelligent, articulate, thoughtful, pleasant woman entering the public arena with reluctance but performing graciously. Audio and videotapes, some newspaper coverage, the book. All passed along by Paz and fellows. They'd never studied any of it. He'd told me about inheriting the case the night before, sitting across the table from Robin and me at a seafood place in Santa Monica. Midway through the meal, Robin left for the ladies' room, and Milo said, "Guess what I got for Christmas?" "Christmas is months away," I said. "Maybe that's why this is no gift. Cold case. 3 months cold. Hope Devane." "Why now?" "'Cause it's dead." New lieutenant, same old pattern, I thought. Milo was the only acknowledged gay detective in the LAPD and would never be fully accepted. His 20-year climb to Detective 3 had been marked by humiliation, sabotage, periods of benign neglect, near violence. His solve record was excellent, and sometimes that helped keep the hostility under the surface. His quality of life depended upon the attitude of the superior of the moment. The new one was baffled and nervous, but too preoccupied with the dispirited post-riot department to pay too much attention to Milo. "He gave it to you because he thinks it's a low-probability solve?" "Also," Milo said, "he figures Devane might have been a lesbian. Should be right up your alley, Sturgis." "Is there any indication she was gay?" I said. "Nope. But she had tough things to say about men, so ergo ipso facto." Robin returned. She'd reapplied her lipstick and had fluffed her hair. "You two look serious," she said, slipping into the booth. "He just got the Hope Devane murder," I said. "What a terrifying thing. Good neighborhood like that. You go for a walk right outside your house and someone jumps out and cuts you. The first thing I thought of was she was killed because of her views. And that would make it terrorism. But even if it was just some nut picking her at random, it's still terrorism in a sense. Personal freedom in this city kicked another notch lower. Well, at least you're on it, Milo. Anything so far?"
"Not yet. I thought Alex might be able to help me, Dr. Devane being a psychologist."
"Did you know her, Alex?" Robin asked. I shook my head. The waiter came over.
"More wine?"
"Yes," I said. "Another bottle." The next morning, Milo brought me the boxes and left. On top was the academic resume. Her full name was Hope Alice Devane. Father, Andre. Mother, Charlotte. Both deceased. Under marital status, she'd typed married. But she hadn't listed Philip Seacrest's name. Children, none. She'd been born in California, in a town I'd never heard of called Higginsville, probably somewhere in the center of the state, because she'd graduated from Bakersfield High School as class valedictorian and a National Merit Scholar before enrolling at UC Berkeley as a Regents Scholar. Dean's List every quarter, Phi Beta Kappa, graduation with a summa cum laude degree in psychology, then continuation at Berkeley for her PhD. She'd published her first two papers as a graduate student and moved to L.A. for clinical training, internship and postdoctoral fellowship, cross town in the psychiatry department at County General Hospital. Then an appointment as a lecturer in women's studies at the university and a transfer the following year to the